Hallelujah. Remember, the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. We've heard of what is going on in China. We are going to pray. Let us stand up. It will not come near our dwelling. By faith, we are going to go to the altar of God, gather coals of fire, put it on our body, sprinkle it all over your house. Angels, they love it when you do that. Because the Lord says, come boldly to the throne of grace. The altar is available. And when you go there, gather the fire. Remember the day of Pentecost, fire came upon the disciples. What happened? What is that fire for? It's to immunize your body. Amen? So that your body will not be subject to disease or epidemics or plagues. It's not for us. Amen? It's not for us. It's not for your household. So don't live in fear. It's not for you. Hallelujah. Let's pray. By faith, let's go to the altar of God and gather fire. Father, by faith we come now, boldly. We gather fire, coals of fire. We pour it upon our body, upon our children, grandchildren, upon our homes, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for your angels that are helping to spread fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Abba Father. Your word says in Psalm 91, say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord is our refuge. The Lord is our fortress. The Lord is our buckler. The Lord is our shield. The Lord is our clothing. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Only with our eyes we will see the reward of the wicked. It will not come near our dwelling. We stand on this altar. We say it will not come near our dwelling. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit behind that disease. We command it to die. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before I start teaching, our beloved sister, Sister Dora, is going to sing for us. The title of my message today is Six Big Hindrances to Faith. Six Big Hindrances to Faith. I would love you to listen attentively. I will take time to explain.
The song I'm going to sing is about us all Christians. That whatever you come across in life, they can appear to you like the song I want to sing as the lion that threatens, you know, the different things that you fear. They can appear to you in different forms, but always remember to say, Lord, help me. And he will come to your aid in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. As you move on the highway of Christian life, you see the lion, the dragon, and the serpent. They'll make you fear and shiver and tremble. Pray, help me, dear Lord, to the end. As you move on the highway of Christian life, you may see the lion, the dragon, and the serpent. They'll make you fear and shiver and tremble. Pray, help me, dear Lord, to the end. Keep me moving. Keep me moving as I wander, stumble, and stagger. Keep me moving. Keep me going. Pray, help me, dear Lord, to the end. Pray, help me, dear Lord, to the end. Keep me moving. Keep me going. As I wander and stumble and stagger. Keep me going. Keep me moving. Till I journey to the end. Sing it with me. Keep me moving. Keep me moving. As I wander, stumble, and stagger. Keep me going. Keep me going. Till I journey to the end. Till I journey to the end. Till I journey to the end. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, our sister. Hallelujah. What was the title just now? Do somebody remember? Six big hindrances to faith. Wait, you see, all the hindrances, the big ones, six of them. Hallelujah. So, apart from the youth, the elders should write too, because that is the Bible school we went to. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a long way to go, but I have to rush. Let me take a scripture from book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Fight a good fight of faith. So there is good fight, there are bad fight. So when someone is gossiping, you are working for the devil. You're on your way to down, 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 down. But fighting the good fight of faith, we have to use the scriptures. Last time I shared something about walking in the spirit. I believe you still remember, though we couldn't record that when something happened. I don't know why it couldn't record. Walking in the spirit. The area I stressed that one was about love. Now, when you truly you are walking in love, be quick to forgive people. Hallelujah. Be quick to forgive. And if somebody hurts you, and you go and tell another person, you are bringing a bad atmosphere to the church. Hallelujah. It's not good. It's not good for consumption. Because by doing that, you sow bitterness in hearts of others. Run away from it in Jesus' name. Amen. So fight the good fight of faith. Now, Jesus has already defeated the devil for us. Jesus was our substitute when he defeated Satan, death and hell and grave. His redemptive work was for you and for me. Let's quickly look at Revelation chapters 1, verse 17 and 18. But the devil is still using that thing to harass people. He used death to harass people, grave to harass people, but Jesus Christ has already done the work for us. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first, I am the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys. Who does? Brethren, who does? The devil? Jesus. So don't be afraid of the devil. So the Bible says the devil goes all about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Don't be afraid of the devil. The devil, Jesus Christ gave the devil technical knockout on the cross of Calvary. He has never been the same. And he doesn't know how to repent. All he needs to do is to harass you so that you will go to where he is. No, don't do that. Follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ collected the keys of hell and of death. Another scripture says, Jesus Christ has brought immortality back to light through the Gospels. So the secrets are there in the Gospel of Matthew, Luke, and John. The secrets are there. If you want to have immortality substance, they are there in the Bible. Hallelujah. There's no medicine that can give you that immortality substance. It's only Jesus Christ. We've just done something earlier on. We put fire upon ourselves. That one will immunize your body. Hallelujah. I heard a testimony during the week. There's a pastor in Abuja. He said he prayed over oil. This is a medical doctor who is a pastor now. And these same people coming to kill Christians. He said one in particular who was in the military. He used it to rob his body. I say a bullet came through. They didn't touch him. Another place, they discover so many of them perish like that without single bullet. God is already fighting. The battle is of the Lord. Hallelujah. There was another day, a lot of cows were killed and they started running to the north. Who killed them? God knows how to fight. We are God's children. Fear not, brethren. Lay hold on eternal life. You started running the race. Don't look back. Because Jesus Christ said, he that put his hand upon the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. So continue to fight the fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Eternal life is yours. You have it now. Now, let's try and look at the first point I'm going to share with you. See, lack of faith comes from lack of knowledge. Now, where do we get the knowledge of the Word of God from? The Bible, 66 books. Go to the Bible and fetch for yourself. It's a library. You can buy a Bible from the store, although there are different versions. I prefer using the old King James. And there's another one I love that is Amplified Bible because it's translated from Greek and from Hebrew. So everything, they are all there in one page. Hallelujah. So have knowledge, acquire knowledge. And as you do that, it will affect your faith to help you for your prayer life to be more effective. Because when you pray the scriptures, God will answer your prayer. Hallelujah. Now, let's see. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing. Hearing and hearing the word of God. That is how it comes. It doesn't come by laying on of hands. If you go to a pastor or a man of God, please pray for me so that I will have faith, big faith. You are wasting your time. It will not come. Go back to the Bible. That is the source. Because Jesus Christ said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit. They are life. The life of God is in his word. The Spirit of God is in his word. As you take in the word of God, you are taking in the life of God. And it begins to permeate to every aspect of your being. Very soon, you start talking like your Heavenly Father. I wanted to share something today, but on Friday, I discovered it was the same thing, the same Spirit of God. It's a pattern son. That was the title that God gave me 2 weeks ago. Pattern son. Sons of God, looking like their Heavenly Father. That is God's goal. So speak the word of God. Don't speak defeat. Don't speak fear. Don't speak failure. Speak what God says you should speak. Now, lack of faith comes by lack of knowledge. So if you want to increase your faith, increase your knowledge. Go back to the Bible. Keep eating it. And keep eating it. It will work. Now, lack of understanding regarding the new creation, I won't spend much time there. We are born again. The Bible says 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone be in Christ, it's a new species, a new creature. All things are passed away. Everything has become new. The day you gave your life to Jesus, it was God recorded it. It's in his book. If you don't know today, there was a brother who, when the angel visited him, they told him the day he gave his life to Jesus. You should know that day. Although we don't forget the day we were born, we celebrate it. Do you know God took note of the day you were born again? Hallelujah. So you are a child of God. Have you given your life to Jesus? Okay, therefore, you are a child of God. Let me skip that one and go to something else. Because we have a long way to go. Hallelujah. Lack of understanding of our place in Christ. The best way to get to have understanding of your place in Christ, go to the epistles, the letter written to the saints. Those epistles are telling you whom you are. Book of Romans, Book of Corinthians, Book of Ephesians, Book of Galatians, Book of Thessalonians, and so on and so forth. And now, there are things that you need to highlight in your Bible where he says, in whom? In Christ. In him. It's recorded in the episodes 133 times or 134 times. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, for you have overcome them. Who are them? The devil and his cohorts. It didn't say you are going to. It said you have. Take the word of God as it is. That is faith. Hallelujah. God is not suggesting. God is saying you have overcome. So begin to see yourself as an overcomer. You are born to win. You are more than conqueror through him that loves you. Hallelujah. Now, this Jesus, where is he? He's just sitting on the throne, just looking down. No, he's inside of you. If you don't know, know today, you are 100 times bigger inside than outside. You're looking like, you see me like a telephone pole. I'm so huge inside. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm 100 times bigger inside because the greater one is inside of me. Anywhere I go, he's there. When I'm in the bathroom, he's there. When I'm in the aeroplane, he's there. When I'm in the wilderness, he's there. I remember we used to go to wilderness alone. We carry a keg of water and climbed a mountain. No father, no mother, no brother, no sister. Just be inside the cave. Why? Because we're seeking the face of God. There was a day a snake came. It was after I woke up that I discovered a snake was living. Hallelujah. You are of God, little children. Fear not. Hallelujah. Now, there are things you need to know. Okay, we're talking about faith. I wanted to switch. We're talking about faith. Let me give you another point. Your second point is what we understand, lacking of understanding of our place in Christ. You are in Christ. The third one is lack of understanding regarding our righteousness. I stressed this one some time ago. I don't think I want to spend time there. Remember, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin, that you might be made the righteousness of God in him. God is the one who made you righteous. It's not so, I'm trying to be righteous. No, God made you. It's a package that goes with the new birth. Hallelujah. You cannot separate righteousness for that new birth. You are a child of God. You are righteous. When we talk about holiness now, that is another thing entirely. You are righteous, right standing with God. Hallelujah. I need to run. Okay, let's look at another point. Number four, lack of understanding regarding our right to use the name of Jesus. It's not only the pastor that can use the name. You have right to that name. In marriage, your wife will put down his own father's name and take your own name, isn't it? So we are married to Jesus. His name is yours. Wherefore also God has highly exalted him, and he has given him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus, every knee, we say, must bow. Yes. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That name is yours. Run with it. Hallelujah. Because when you are in trouble, you call that name faster than 911. 911, you try to get your phone and try and die. Say, Jesus! Angels are already there. Hallelujah. You have right to use that name. Now, it's not only the pastor that can heal the sick. You can too. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name. See, the emphasis is on that name. The power is in the name. Not in Augustine. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even the little children, even if they are 5 or 10 or 7, they can pray for the sick too. My Pekin, come and pray for me. Yeah, and they don't doubt, and something will happen. Because children, they don't know how to die. They believe all the stories you'll be telling them. And they will act it out. And that is what God wants you adults to be doing. Act the word of God. Practice it. Hallelujah. Are you still here? I'm too excited. I'm panting. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Okay, let me go to the other one because time is running fast. I will stay on this one. This is number 5. Lack of understanding about acting on the word of God. Acting. You have to act. You have to practice the word of God. Now, anywhere you go, Jesus Christ is there. He's watching you to see how you will act on his word. If you say you are a believer, you're supposed to be acting on the word of God. Now, let me read what I wrote down here. Proverbs 3:5. It's Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with some of your heart. What did he say? And lean not unto thy own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Trust God with all. How many is all? Because some people will give their care unto the Lord. Few minutes later, they are already complaining. You are not acting on the word of God. See, when you pray, believe that God has heard you. Believe he's already working on it. When you do that, you'll be surprised what will be happening. Don't have a double mind. If you do that, you are just like what James says. You are like a wave. As a child of God, you come boldly to your father. You ask, you believe. Continue to praise him. Continue to thank him. I had a testimony about one of the apostles that went, Smith, Wigglesworth. He said, do you know what that man was doing? Every day, he would dance without music, 15 minutes, be dancing to the Lord, dancing. But God loves it. Recently, angel visited a brother. He said, that thing you normally do, we want you to do it. When you are tired, you come back from work, you raise up your hands and begin to bless God. Do you know when we are tired? He said, I will go and eat and then go to bed. No, don't do that. Spend time. Praying tongues. That's what he said.
Do you know what you are doing? Angels are watching. They love it. But you've not seen angels before. But I see their manifestation all the time. It's good to practice the word of God. Hallelujah. When you do, angels will respond. The Lord God himself will come. Hallelujah. Acting on the word of God. Now, see, there was something that God told. Okay, I won't mention that name. Let me just explain something to you. This is Mark 5, 28 and 34. Like somebody, please put Mark 5. Lack of understanding about holding fast to our confession of faith. Okay, Mark 5, 21. For she said, if I may touch but his garment. And when Jesus was passed over again by, she unto the other side. Thank you. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. This is about the woman with issue of blood. She heard the news, what was happening. And she went by faith to touch. You know, it took her time to get there because there was something on her. And against the law of the land, she's supposed not to touch anybody. She's supposed to shout, unclean, unclean. Hallelujah. But that day, she defied that law and press, and touch. And something happened. She acted, she was not. Where is the priest? All this year I've been giving up. How come the priest didn't come to my house to pray for me? She acted on the word of God and something happened. Do you know the same process David used to kill Goliath? He spoke, he acted. Hallelujah. What you believe in your heart, say with your mouth. Romans 10, is it Romans 10:10? Okay, Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10. See, that process is working every day. That is how you became born again. You heard the gospel, you acted on it. You said it with your mouth, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And you continue to say the word of God, and something happened. Right from that day, you became a child of God, and that is still working. It's still working. Let me go to Romans 10. To explain what I'm trying to convey to you. Romans 10, verse 8, 9, and 10. But what saith it? The word is nigh you, or is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart, that is your spirit, that is the word of faith which we preach. If it's near your mouth, what is it doing in your mouth? It's for you to speak. Don't wait for me to speak it for you. You speak it to yourself. Don't speak the word of God and a few minutes later you say something negative. No. Your faith will not work. Then verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with your mouth. See, you have a mouth. What is your mouth doing? It's not for gossiping. It's to speak the word of God. It's to pray. See, confession. It's not confession of sin. Confessing on who you are. I am a child of God. I am more than conqueror. In him I live. In him I move. In him I have all my being. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. That is what God said you should be saying here on planet Earth. This earth. The only way you can overcome is by The word of God, you believe in your heart that you say with your mouth. Because if you discover things are not going the way it is supposed to. Like, it dawned on me after Friday's service. I said, really? It's time no more. Although that wasn't the message. Our pastor is gone. Revelation 10:7. Task fulfilled. Don't be looking ahead that it's going to happen. Last week, I brought teach on rapture. Rapture. Are you going? Depends on you. You think God is going to quicken you, so you just go. If you are not doing what you're supposed to do, you're not going. That is the truth. There's no shortcut to it. Hallelujah. You still like me? It's a truth that will set you free. It's not religion. It's relationship. If you don't have relationship with Jesus Christ, don't think you will hear the sound and go up. You will not go. Hallelujah. Practice the word of God. Even if you are America, you are in America. America is not heaven. So practice the word of God. Rapture will happen anytime. Now they are saying, when the Israelites and the Palestinians, when they sign an agreement, so Daniel 78 week starts. So there's time no more. Are you here? No more time. Revelation 10:7 is not coming again. He has come and gone. We are echoing the same thing. There's time no longer. There's time no longer. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you are still sleeping, wake up. Then I said, I'm not 66. Wow. The journey I started when I was a teenager is still on. How much can I do for the Lord? I know if Jesus Christ tarries, I'll be strong enough to do a lot of stuff like Caleb. But he's coming very soon. So, my brethren, let's start acting on the word of God. Amen. If you have opportunity to win so, win so. It's for your good. That is how you send material to heaven for God to build house for you. I remember that it bothers me so many years ago. When I read Gospel of John 14, in my father's house are many mansions. What is he talking about? One day he spoke to me, said, it's about you. How long does it take God to prepare a house in heaven? You are the one that he's preparing. So prepare yourself. Listen to your pastor, Jesus Christ. Listen to what he's saying to you. So that when he will come, you will not be left behind. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me try and bring this to a close. Faith is measured by our confession. Our usefulness in the Lord is measured by our confession or by saying the word of God. Like the Bible says in the book of Psalms, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Say what? Say what God is saying about you. Sooner or later, we become what we confess. If you confess, I'm weak, I'm tired, I'm a failure. See, that is what you will get. What Jesus Christ had paid for with his own life. Okay, let me remind you. Do you know the price for your life was Jesus Christ? To tell you how precious you are. He gave his life for you. Hallelujah. That's to tell you that the Lord values you so much. You are that precious pearl. Oh, how do you say it? Pearl, pearl. The precious jewel that God is looking for, you are the one. And it cost him his life. Now, apart from he gave you his name, he gave you his blood. And he gave you his word. and he released forth the angels to continue to minister unto you. The angels are always around. There's a confession of our heart and a confession of our lips. And when these two harmonize, we become mighty in our prayer life, because they need to be in line with the word of God. Your lips cannot be saying something different from what you believe in your heart. Say what God is saying about you. It's very, very important. The reason so many are defeated is that they have a negative confession. They talk of their weakness or weaknesses and failure. And invariably, they go down to the level of their confession. Please, don't act that way. Just say what God is saying about you, because the time is short. Jesus is coming very soon. Now, don't be afraid. Like, take for Psalm 91. When you go to the doctor will prescribe a medicine for you. He says, take it 3 times a day. You know we can't treat the word of God like that. When you are sick, go back to the Bible. Read it to yourself again. Lord, this is what you said here. And I believe I'm healed. Some people say, the Lord promised to heal you. No, check the Bible. Study it very well. Study Isaiah 53. He didn't promise. He has already done it. Hallelujah. All you need to do is to take it and run with it and continue to say it. I believe I'm healed. Right from the crown of my head down to the soles of my feet. Hallelujah. One of these is I will give it teaching about that. The Lord has already paid it all. Hallelujah. You can take it to the bank. He has paid it all. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. He's the one. He said, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed bad seed. That is how they do it. You wake up, when you wake up, you discover you were feeling the pain that was not there. That is the work of the enemy. Say, go, 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 in the name of Jesus. This body is the temple of Jesus Christ. It's not for you. You cannot stay here. You know that it will not stay. When you start nursing it, it was not there this morning. Let me bring it so I rub something on it. You are already accepting it. Don't accept it. Your body is God's temple. You know, at times I feel something, discomfort. I say, I release the fire of God upon you. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go. 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 I'll continue to thank the Lord. Do you know that thing will go? Because it's not for me. The enemy is trying to sell it to you and say whether you accept it. When you say, I feel so terrible, I'm having a headache. You just already accept that package. Refuse it. Because your body is not for that. Let me ask you a question. When Jesus Christ was here on earth, was he sick? What hospital did he go to? I'm not saying it's wrong to go to hospital. That is not what I'm trying to say to you. I'm saying divine health is your portion. Hallelujah. God wants you to enjoy divine health. Do you know when you go to hospital, you are spending money, the money you're supposed to have used to propagate the gospel, you pay it to the hospital. I remember some years ago, that was, I would say 12 or 13 years ago. I was seeing some light, lines on my eyes. I spoke to our brother, a medical doctor. He said, go straight to one of the clinic. When I got there, the doctor said, I'm calling ambulance. I said, you are calling no ambulance. I drove down here. I will drive to the hospital. He said, okay, sign a paper for me that I allow you to drive. So I dropped. Do you know they kept me in that hospital in Shea Boulevard for 8 days? They were checking and checking. There was a time I saw myself on the screen. They put a narrow something, checking a lot of things in my arteries. They didn't see nothing. One nurse said, "You are so heavy. See, no fat." That's a good thing, though. No fat.
Hallelujah.
Later they saw there was a nodule on my adrenal gland. That is what almost took me down some years, about 3 years ago now. That almost led to the stroke. Because they said they will cut it, they will do something. I have to pay about $6,000. I will use my faith. I didn't know my faith did not work. Do you know what happened, brethren? I have said this thing before about Coca-Cola. This energy drink, I was a champion in it. Don't drink energy. Take banana. Hallelujah. When you eat banana, you see, start energy. Don't drink Red Bull. I was a champion in it. That thing was causing a lot of problems. I didn't know. Still like me. Some of you are drinking Red Bull. That's why you're not saying nothing. There's another one, they put snake. It's not good for you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to pray. Is anybody sick among us? Come. Please, come. Come. Yes. Hallelujah. Come. Is it Toby? I saw your hand. Healing is children's bread, isn't it? Son of righteousness has risen with healings on his wings. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we say enough is enough to the enemy of this household. Wherever you've been tied today, I loose you. I break that chain. Any altar speaking against your household, Father, thank you for this fire of the Holy Ghost. Let it rest upon my brother. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. The Obas family own the devil nothing. Anyone responsible for this, carry your load in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, be loose in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for my brother standing for that person. Lord, we cause that disease, that cancer, we command it to die right from the root. Yes, die, born in the name of Jesus. We say, be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. There's no distance limit with you. Thank you for touching that colleague. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Pain, go. Thank you, Abba Father. Shake your head. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word today. To not turn back to you void. Thank you for nourishing us, the word of life. Let it abide. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.